Mike Osborne for WMOT News. An unusual coalition of conservationists, business leaders, and congressional delegates are one signature away from seeing a huge area of East Tennessee designated federal wilderness. The Tennessee Wilderness Act will provide additional protections for 20,000 acres already part of the Cherokee National Forest. The act passed the House last week as part of the much larger federal farm bill. Tennessee Senators Lamar Alexander and Bob Corker introduced the wilderness legislation 8 years ago. Here's Alexander on the Senate floor soon after the act was first filed in 2010.
We need more opportunities for young Americans to get away from the computer screens and into the American outdoors. East Tennessee provides a beautiful place to do that.
An unusual alliance of business and environmental groups support the legislation. Business backing may seem odd until you learn that outdoor recreation is a $21 billion a year enterprise statewide. The Outdoor Industry Association says Outdoor Rec also supports 188,000 Tennessee jobs. Of course, environmental groups are pleased with the bill's passage. Here's Laura Hodge with the Tennessee Wild Coalition.
Knowing that these areas are preserved just ensures people that want to live, work, and play near our public lands that these areas are there forever.
The Farm Bill containing the Wilderness Act now goes to President Donald Trump's desk for his consideration. Trump isn't completely happy with the Farm Bill, but has dropped hints that he plans to sign the measure into law. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.